Hello. We are all aware of the constantly changing situation that we are living in due to the pandemic, and the uncertainty is exposing some important issues that you may wish to consider and address. These issues may be obvious, but are not always apparent, so I hope that the next 10 minutes will be of help, but of course you'll be the judge of that. I will talk about the need to have a realistic time check of our pandemic journey and the importance of taking back control of patterns and routines. I will ask you to think about how you may have changed the style and frequency of your own communication with those you know, and reflect on how information and media may be affecting you. I will also talk about the benefits of exiting this experience with purpose and to maintain the many positive and very human aspects that so many people have reported. Regarding the pandemic, although it may have felt that there was some sort of end in sight, I think we all know that we're still in for a very bumpy ride and the challenges remain severe. But as the saying goes, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor, and we're all navigating stormy waters and therefore learning a huge amount from this. These conditions are allowing us all to accelerate knowledge that otherwise may never have been gained, and we're all learning a lot about ourselves. In my field of behavioural science, we feel as though we're working in some sort of global experiment, and research in all sorts of disciplines is being undertaken, and the well of human knowledge deepened. That doesn't, of course, make this any easier to live through. From a mental and behavioural perspective, rather than looking to second guess when this will all end, it may be better to think that we've reached some sort of half time. So excusing the sporting analogy, we've learnt a lot about our opponent in the first half. We've employed tactics to defend and cope with their attack and have been on the front foot ourselves at times as we've responded. But the game is changing. As we swap ends, our perspectives change. The wind may now be against us. The sun may be in our eyes. They may have brought on two new players and rearranged their lineup. Maybe our supporters are becoming disillusioned, and maybe we're not supporting our own teammates as we should. And the commentators are certainly having a real go at everyone. It would be better, really, for us to accept that we just don't know how long this will last and we don't know all the answers. Unfortunately, experts don't seem to be allowed to say we just don't know. It isn't regarded as an acceptable answer, even when it is the correct and arguably the most helpful one. Even though we know that we're experiencing events that are largely outside our current models, the demands for probabilities and timeframes are relentless. Puzzles with well-defined rules and stationarity can be given probabilities, but mysteries can't, and we still face more of a mystery than we do a puzzle. Probabilities are often weak answers that just fill a gap. They can cause more confusion and are of little help, but we hear them every day, and without questioning, we can easily adopt them as mental anchors for when we think something's going to end or for the chance of something happening. But as I've said in previous films and podcasts, anchoring on timeframes based on guesswork has the potential to exhaust us and have a detrimental effect on our well-being. Our power lies in acceptance of what we can control, and as individuals, we must adapt to the changing situation by reviewing and recreating those new normals that last for however long this takes. We may have come out of that strict national lockdown, but we've not come out of enforced behavioural changes. Do you feel you're in some sort of post-lockdown limbo, sort of half out and half in? We talked before about the importance of patterns and routines, how species that have become successful have done so because they can recognise what is a successful pattern, and we tend to feel more fulfilled if we have one. So if you're finding your lockdown routine disappearing, but also don't feel like the architect of the revised one, then you are likely to feel somewhat disconcerted. It may be time to stop and reflect on whether you are controlling the pattern and rhythm of your life, or have you found yourself sleepwalking back into pre-COVID behaviour? In these stormy waters, has uncertainty become your navigator and indecision left you feeling rudderless? We witnessed fantastic responses to the pandemic from so many people and in so many ways. We reached out to family, friends, neighbours and colleagues, offering support and reassurance to each other. Our experience would suggest that, despite still being needed, many of these initiatives have waned, and instead of being adapted, maybe in response to losing their initial impact, they've been allowed to slide completely. We still need each other, so we still need to stay connected. Think about the differences in the ways you were reaching out to people at the beginning of this pandemic, and then how you've been reaching out in the last few months. We can still Zoom grandparents, we can still have a word with our neighbours, and we can still go for family walks. Evidence would suggest that when we could only go out to exercise for an hour, many people did. The irony is that now we can go out and exercise whenever we want, many people have stopped. Exercise-wise, lockdown has turned into a bit of a lockdown. The benefits of exercise are well proven, so make sure you're finding the time for it. And as we always say, put your own oxygen mask on first before helping others, and make sure that you're carving out enough time for yourself. That means putting some boundaries between work and leisure, which can be challenging when the geography of the two are the same. Some people I know do this physically by going for a walk or bike ride to and from work. They undertake a sort of circular commute. Shutting away laptops and work papers so they're out of sight when you're not working can also help. As for our mobile phones, be mindful of those infinity pools that I've previously talked about. By infinity pools, I mean those apps and websites that constantly prod you with an ever new supply of largely meaningless content. Be wary and make sure you are controlling them and not the other way around. And also be mindful of the credibility of the news and the phone-ins that you hear that amplify the negative. Are they really helping to make things clear for you, or are you just letting them make you angry? Take back control and look to establish that new pattern and routine that will carry you through for however long is needed. Reconsider and challenge how that routine should look in the light of what you're experiencing now. In many ways, our working day and working week has been deconstructed somewhat, so don't allow it to creep in and burgle your own valuable time. Exiting this pandemic was always going to be more challenging than entering it, and it's likely that there will be times when we all need a bit of reassurance, whether we ask for it or not. When we entered the pandemic, we all experienced what we call the grief curve at more or less the same time. You know, that denial that it was ever going to arrive, then anger at being locked down in our own houses, then bargaining at understanding, okay, I'll be locked down for a month on the basis that it'll get better. Then sadness at witnessing what was going on around us, and then finally acceptance of what was really going on and what we needed to do about it. We came together to clap for carers, to shop for the vulnerable, to reach out to family, friends, neighbours and colleagues. There was a chance to make a difference, and many people did. There was an opportunity to engender trust, and many people did. So many people had a really positive impact on someone that they knew. As we came out of strict lockdown measures, we saw planes in the sky again, leisure facilities reopening and a new school year starting. There was a sense that this pandemic was coming to an end, and maybe it also means that we've allowed those vital stocks of goodwill, empathy and compassion to run a little low. There's a lot of anger at a lot of things at the moment, whether it be at the changing rules or at people seem to be flouting the restrictions or the stories you hear of furlough fraud. But this time, all this anger is no longer accompanied by that same sense of sadness or the same sense of fear for our own personal safety. There will be plenty more things to get angry about if we choose to let them, but there are also still acts of great kindness that inspire and unify us. So let's call it half time. Time again to stop and think about our second half tactics, to regain our power through acceptance of what we can and can't control, and to purposefully create our new next normal. Change requires some thought, some effort, and some commitment. Alternatively, you could just let it happen to you, to sleepwalk back into the old ways and let the valuable lessons of this experience be quickly forgotten. Are you going to let it just happen to you, or are you going to make some conscious decisions to ensure that you maintain, leverage, and amplify the good things that have come out of this pandemic experience? We talked in an earlier film about risking feelings of what we termed lockstalgia if you don't, as in the future you may think back to the positive changes that you've made and ask yourself why you didn't maintain them. There is a friend, family member, colleague or neighbour who still needs you to make a big difference, and this opportunity to engender lasting trust remains. We're all in the same storm but in very different boats, and soon we will be seeing which ones still have the life jackets on board. Being there for each other will be so important over the coming months. Our own interaction suggests that this whole pandemic experience has really made people think and to reconsider their priorities. They've looked again at the balance in their lives, and it has allowed people to focus on what is important and in many cases to adopt new perspectives. People have centred on what was always true, their own values. We should adapt and re-establish a positive pattern for now, and when the time comes, we can exit this pandemic experience with purpose, having considered how to maintain those positive aspects and ensure we benefit from the lessons learned long into our futures. Keep those stocks of goodwill, empathy, and compassion replenished. At best, I think it's only half time. Thanks for listening.